Welcome to the Baba's Beach Podcast, number 6. These tapes were made in 1980 by Teresa Blasky in Campbell River, British Columbia.
Now, what question will I ask you? So Nick came home one day and he said, we're going to move to the island?
Well, must be. Well, probably he was waiting till I had the baby.
Yeah.
And
did you not discuss things between the two of you and decide what you were going to do?
Probably, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, that's over 50
that's
years.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you left Vancouver when Annie was?
6 weeks old.
6 weeks old.
So probably he was waiting, maybe. He had it ready.
Did you have Annie in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Vicky in the house.
Did you have Vicky in the house?
Yeah.
This house?
No. In Vancouver. I was in a camp, but when I went to Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
I was overdue, I don't know, so many weeks. And one time doctor came, he thought I already had it. But when baby started coming, go so fast, we never had time to go to hospital. So
so you had Vicky?
Yeah.
In the house?
Not Vicky.
No.
Olga.
That's what I thought. I thought Vicky was born here. In Comox,
in the
right?
Comox, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your first impression of Camp 10? It was Camp 10, right?
Yeah, it was all English. I never went. I couldn't speak English.
You couldn't talk to anybody?
No. Well, usually they usually have a dance and mm-hmm. and Nick used to play.
He played the violin then?
Violin, yeah.
Yeah. So you would go and sit at the dance?
I never went. Because the baby,
mm-hmm.
but they had a difference party or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
or picnic or something. They had a school there.
A school.
In a camp, yeah, because it was lots of people.
Yeah.
You know.
So your first house was like a tent then.
Yeah, it was a tent.
Wooden
yeah, it was
floor.
Tent. Oh yeah, I had the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and after he put shingle, because the tent don't last, we stayed for 10 years there.
Yeah. Wood stove inside?
Yeah, wooden stove.
Yeah.
Well, after it was looked like house, you know.
Yeah.
Paper.
Yeah. Like something.
Well, it was great big tent. I think I have it someplace.
Mm-hmm.
In a picture there.
Yeah.
When Annie was little.
Right, I've seen pictures of it, yeah. So then he worked and you looked after. Then he would come home every night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you find that hard to get used to?
No.
Having him there all the time?
Oh, he was always doing something outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of guy is...
kept himself busy.
Kept busy, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not, he play violin or...
Yeah. And so you kept the house going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And where would you get your water from?
Oh, he had a well. We had a well, and after he had a... have a pump, you know, just a hand pump, and that mm-hmm. pipe goes to the house. So
oh.
I was okay, and he made it. We put outside big barrel that we heated from the stove.
Oh, really?
So it wasn't too bad.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't. Because you have to carry water with the pail.
Yeah.
We had a good well there.
You must have had a big garden there, too,
yeah,
eh?
Well, we had some garden, yeah. So, because Nick, he likes gardening.
Mm-hmm.
That is the, you know, you can make as much as you want at the different houses.
Yeah. Did you have any animals?
No.
No? No pigs? Nothing?
We had a dog.
Dog, eh?
Yeah. I think we had that because we brought here when we came.
Did he? Obviously, he went hunting all the time.
Eh? Oh yeah, yeah. No, but I don't think he took the dog for hunting. I don't know, just for the kids to play. We must be have a cat and dog. You know, with the kids, you have to have something.
Yeah.
Animal.
This is when you traveled by train. You went by train all the way, didn't you? To
well,
the camp.
No, we boat.
Well, you went by boat. Now, how did that work? You went from boat from Vancouver to?
Yeah, and the Menzies Bay. That was there. It was Bluedale Station. You know, Bluedale and CRT, that's a different company. But boat came and you have to just walk to the... they had a speeder.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what a speeder means. Mm-hmm. So those people, they came from boat, they go on a speeder. Or if it's a train, goes in a caboose.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, to the
yeah.
camp.
Yeah.
It was, I think, 20 miles or something, where it's a
yeah.
camp used
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, yeah, that far.
Yeah, that far, that's
yeah.
all. But it was some kind of boat that he goes every week or twice a week. Mm. I forgot what they do.
And they would bring probably
yeah, they,
bring
yeah, they
food
go.
And stuff in too, right?
Yeah, all
the,
like
a freighter. Mm-hmm.
All afraid to camp
yeah.
and to
yeah.
the people because we used to order once a month, you know.
All your stuff from
all
Vancouver.
Stuff. Yeah, from Vancouver, from Woodward's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, kind of like what Vicky was doing when
yeah.
she was living up in Holbrook.
Holbrook, yeah.
Yeah,
we used to. But, I mean, you don't buy fresh meat because until it comes, but just the ham, bacon,
mm-hmm.
and like eggs, you have to buy cakes.
How would you keep your eggs?
Well...
Do they keep a long time? Eggs?
Yeah. Or sometimes buy and divide it between
yeah.
neighbors.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So you obviously had pantries and things
yeah.
like this to
yeah,
store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where were you storing your food at this time? Still didn't have deep freezes.
No, we never had a deep freeze, no.
Were you canning food now?
No. Well, meat we canning. We had a lot
yeah.
of beer.
Yeah.
So we canning meat.
Was he able to go hunting anytime he wanted to, or were there hunting
well,
seasons like there are now?
Well, hunting. You can't go, but you...
Mm-hmm. Did you get snow up there?
Oh, yeah. Lots of snow.
Lots of snow,
lots
right?
of snow, yeah.
But the kids loved it, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. I remember one year, we couldn't shovel just to make the hole where his window because so much snow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You were quite close to the lake, too, weren't you?
No, not well, not very far.
Right, you could walk
yeah.
to the lake.
Yeah, you can walk to the lake, yeah.
Did the kids go swimming
yeah.
at the lake and things,
no,
or no?
No, that was not... well, some lake, maybe, but
mm-hmm.
they was too small, yeah.
Yeah.
To go swimming.
So how many started. Kids did you have there, then? In Camp
oh,
Penn.
I had Annie and Olga
mm-hmm.
and Clarence was born in Camber River.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and Betty was born in Camber River, yeah.
So you had...
I had the four.
So you had the other three kids in Camel River Hospital.
Yeah. I think, no, yeah. No, well, not the Olga was born in Vancouver. No.
Oh, you went back to Vancouver to have Olga.
Well, yeah, that's what I tell you. She was born in Auntie's house.
Right. That's right, too. Yeah. Right. So that you felt. And then why did you not have Olga in Campbell River? There wasn't a hospital here then? Or?
No, because, see, I have to somebody look after Annie.
Yeah. Right.
And I went to my sister, so they
yeah.
look at
mm-hmm.
And, well, I don't care, because I wasn't sick, you know, you
mm-hmm.
in the hospital that time, you keep you for 2 weeks that time.
Did they?
Yeah, with the baby, even like now, you know, you
right.
can, but that time, they, I don't
mm-hmm.
know why. So, That's why I was glad I had in the house, so you don't have to go down.
Right.
So I can look after Annie.
Right. Yeah.
Well, pain started coming. My sister says, oh, you probably won't have today, tomorrow, because I was 13. Mm. Olga was born in August 13.
Oh.
But it started coming, the baby was born. And they phoned to doctor, and he was, I don't know, he was sleeping because he was all night someplace else.
So your sister helped you deliver the baby.
Yeah, so baby already was born when he came. Yeah. I don't know if my sister cut cord or what. I don't remember what happened.
Good heavens, and there you were. So when did you come back to camp then after all?
Well, after...
did you wait a long time or did
no,
you...
No, it was a long
just
trip.
A week or something?
Yeah, something 2 weeks or I don't know what. After probably doctor says this or I can go or what.
How many years difference between Annie and Olga?
Well, just a year and a half or something.
So you had two babies?
Yeah, I had two. Just two clothes like Annie and like all Vicky and
Dream.
Like two twins I had in the front.
Yeah.
After Olga, she started growing, they was sometime they says to Annie, you're
sister?
Yeah. No, that Olga was look like older because she was a lot taller.
She was taller than Annie?
Yeah, and Annie something like Doreen.
Oh, she wasn't as tall.
No.
No. Where does the height come from? How tall was Nick?
Nick, height.
Was he tall?
Yeah. Well, he must be taller than I.
Well, did you have tall people in your family? Were your sisters tall?
I don't remember how. Yes, they looked to me was taller.
Right, because you were little.
Yeah, but I don't know how tall my dad. My mother wasn't tall. She was.
But your dad might have been.
I don't remember how tall my dad.
Yeah.
Just remember he had a mustache, brown.
Yeah. Because Olga's tall.
Yeah.
And Peter's tall.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Nick.
Yeah. It could be from both families.
Yeah, too. Something.
You know?
But I don't know, not that side.
Right.
My dad, I don't remember how his... Well, he had brothers and cousins in a different village.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a girl. Mm. Just a boy. And his parents died. He was still young. I don't know what they had.
So when you went back to camp with your two babies?
Well, there's lots of work.
Wood stove,
yeah. And
how did you wash your clothes?
Well, I washed my hand for a long time before I bought my washer that in the basement.
Oh, that one, the Maytag.
Maytag that was gas.
Yeah, and you had that up at camp.
Yeah, so I had it with that.
Mm-hmm. That would have helped out a lot,
yeah.
Though, eh?
Yeah.
That must have felt like luxury when you got that.
Yeah, I got that.
And you must have had clothes hanging inside the house a lot when it was raining and you trying to dry it and stuff. You made all your own bread.
Oh, yeah, everything. Yeah.
Couldn't go out to the store and buy a loaf of bread if you ran out.
No, if it's something, you know, you have to have it. That's why here I usually have it all. Because I used to that.
Right.
To have it something, not to wait the last minutes. And
right.
It's always have it ahead.
Well, on the freighter that came in and it brought in the food, it would bring in the produce too then, eh?
Oh yeah, what do you want there?
Well, Camp Ten has got an orchard there. There's trees and stuff.
Where?
At Camp Ten. Where Camp Ten used to be, there's an orchard.
Oh, well, I don't
on
know.
The other side.
I never been there.
I was wondering if people that lived there had planted these trees.
Or maybe, or from seeds come out, you
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I never been.
Well, this is what Peter told me, that it was Camp Tan, so I don't know either.
Well, I know there was CRT. There was a big camp, lots of people, and lots of men stay in the camp, too. It was all kind of, you know, that, like they came from tour. It's the big camp. And after that camp's gone, that's when we moved, because I think Bludell bought, it was Camp River Timber Company. And, you know, with logger, I don't know. That time they just took a bath. Lots of, they left it in the woods, all kind, and just the best woods they took.
That's
it.
All they cut down.
Yeah. They cut down.
And Nick was a faller.
Faller, and they work in a piece or so much, and what do you call it? I forgot what the name. They measure log and
like a scaler?
Scale, yeah. Like, oh yeah, scale go after them and
So you enjoyed your life in Camp 10?
Yeah.
Well, eventually you're starting to learn to speak English, were you? Or very slowly?
Mrs. Sear, you know, she was next door mine.
And she'd come and visit.
Yeah, well, we would say that I was not very far from each other.
Yeah.
So, and Mrs. Dennis, she died already, but maybe you heard Peter was talking. She used to be not very far next door. And Mrs. Dole, well, she died, but he's still living, I think, in a Yucalta Lodge. He used to be blacksmith there. So they live next door to me.
This is all a Camp 10.
Yeah.
So how many years then is there between Olga and Clarence?
Oh, between Olga and Clarence, Olga was born, I think, 32, and Clarence, 36.
Oh.
So 4 years.
Yeah. Right. Well, Clarence is 50 now.
Yeah.
So then this time, when you had Clarence, you went to Campbell River.
Yeah.
How did you get to Campbell River?
Well, I had the Penner, Penner.
I know the name.
His mother was staying with the kids, and I went because you know in the camp, so I went two weeks or week ahead because you don't know when you're gonna.
Right.
And I stay in the hospital, and that time they only charged $1 a day with everything.
Holy cow.
You know, you stay there and eat.
Yeah.
Well, so I stay in the hospital and until Clarence was born and after I went home.
Did you have to pay the doctor for delivering the baby?
No, because I think loggers that belongs to, or maybe, I know I never pay in Comox for the other one because we had included when he working, you know, when they probably took from his check, I don't know what. But I never pay. But that time is only $25 or something. Not like, I don't know how much is now.
No, it's a lot.
I really don't. I mean, so many years probably went up. Or everybody, or we don't have to pay if you had it.
No, we don't pay it.
No.
But if we didn't have coverage, we'd have to pay it.
Yeah, we have to pay. And it's, like United States, they probably...
It's a lot of money. It's
probably
a lot.
I can hear it. It's going to hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know, like, I think it was $25 used to be, or something like that. Well, 50 years ago.
So then you went back home again with Clarence. Now you had three kids.
Yeah.
And Nick is still working and everything, and you're still looking after the house then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, some work, they had some hard times. Some never worked because lots of times snow. In the summertime, it's too hot.
So what would you do then?
Well, you just...
would you ever go on a holiday? Did you ever go on any holidays? Like, did you go to Vancouver, you and Nick and the kids?
I don't know, is that from here? So we went, usually somebody wedding or something. We usually go. Like my sister went to Olga's wedding.
Yeah.
Well, we went to Rose's wedding or something like that. But we never went very much now.
What would you do if it was a really hot summer? What would happen when you were at camp?
Oh, then the camp, there was lots of people and they...
You must have gone fishing, eh? Nick, did he go fishing?
Nick was going fishing, you know, in the lake or all of that. But, well, with the kids, I think one time, I don't know which one, they drove a hook and caught in a one. Kids went with Nick. I know, I never went no place, you know, with the kids. So that's why after I went on a holiday by myself.
That's right.
I even here one time for 10 years, I never went to Vancouver.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When you moved here?
When we moved here. Well, we couldn't afford it, or some kids, or something like that.
Right. It's not easy.
It's not easy, no.
Mm-mm. So you found it easier to go when you were living in Camp 10?
Yeah,
because you see, by boat.
Yeah, I was in boat. I know first time went in a boat. Oh, we were so sick. It seems to be so far away. But after that, I used to never eat nothing sweet. We took a pickle or something.
Yeah, yeah. That was better. So, what would you do in the winter time then? I guess there would be. I guess Nick would be hunting and stuff then, eh? In the winter time, when there was too much snow for logging.
Yeah, there's something, I don't know what we was doing something.
And did he know how to drive? Did he have a driver's license?
No,
he'd never driven.
No. Well, he did.
Other than tractors.
Yeah, no, he bought a truck before up here.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a truck.
First you had a truck?
Yeah, after.
When you lived here?
I lived here in that truck. Clarence was driving, he took it. We had a big truck, After Nick died and Clarence already was 16 or something.
Oh yeah. Well, he must have driven tractors and things like that on the farm.
Oh, he probably, yeah.
You know, when he was working at the various ones.
Yeah. Probably, I don't know what they had, the horses there or tractor, I don't know. I've never been there.
You entered in a competition when you were living in camp, that double saw thing. Do you remember that?
What?
That saw.
That's in Campbell River.
Oh, was that in Campbell River?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was in camp.
Oh, no, that's in Campbell River. There used to be Logan Sports in Campbell River,
And you entered in it?
Yeah. And I never saw before.
Never saw before, ever?
Oh, I was just there.
Yeah.
But not, yeah. I was second. I got $10.
Good. And you had a partner on the other end?
No, just by yourself.
Oh, fantastic. And did Nick enter into competitions too?
No. I just got a picture someplace, Peter Lilly, baby.
Yeah.
I don't think he was here old, I don't know. Or maybe he was.
Mm. Did they used to have logger sports?
Oh yeah, they had the also for lady nail hammering or something.
Yeah,
they had a big sport in Camp Red.
Did they used to have any of that sort of thing at Camp 10?
I think so. They must be having something. They always be used to go on a picnic or something to do.
Yeah. July 1st or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
what goes. Well, we used to come to Canberra every once in maybe a year, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did they have boats on the lakes or anything when you were living there? Do you remember boats or anything?
No, I don't think. Maybe somebody had. We never had it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, with a bunch of kids, I always stay home.
You were busy.
I was busy.
When did you get your first sewing machine?
Oh, I bought from my neighbor.
Oh.
That I give to Kathy, you know, Sinner. Old Sinner, you know.
The old singer?
Yeah. A neighbor was moving to town and they wanted salad, so instead of buy something else, I bought the sewing machine. Well, it's the old one. I think I paid $30.
Uh-huh.
So I had it. So that's what I sold, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
For the kids.
Did you knit?
No, I never knit, but I sew.
Okay, before you got your first sewing machine, how did you make your kids' clothes? Or would you buy them?
Well, my sister had a machine too. But I don't know. Must be I bought it early.
Mm-hmm.
And before kids grow up or something.
Yeah.
Because that time it was hard. It was no wartime, no material.
Yeah. Right.
Or nothing. Yeah, it was.
Well, I bet your sister must have. Did your sister give you lots of clothes from her kids too?
She probably maybe give my. Probably, I don't know.
Yeah. So you get some of the clothes from her.
Yeah.
What was your first Christmas like in Canada? Do you remember that?
No.
Mm-hmm. How about the first Christmas when you and Nick and Annie were all together? Do you remember Annie's first Christmas?
Well, probably because we bought, I think I still got some decoration.
Yeah.
First decoration that we bought. You know, we had the birds and something to play. You know, although you buy so much.